morning, Facebook friends and podcast friends. Happy Labor Day.
Good morning.
It's supposed to be gorgeous, so good morning. Good morning. We're here to praise the Lord. I'm just so excited that you've decided to join us or even to listen a little bit later. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. I'm just praying for the people downstate and here in Michigan. It just seemed like they got hit with really bad weather. And in fact, it took us five times to kind of check out our own songs and get our own internet going up here. So I think it's affecting everything. So we're praying for everybody down there. We're praying hope for you and that you get what's, the insurance companies will, do their part and people will reach out to people down there. And it was just unbelievable how bad from Lansing down. And we just want to encourage you. There's hope in Jesus. So just keep your eyes on Him. Trust in Him. Trust that He will take you through that storm. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. I also want to, are you guys having your Bible study tonight?
But it will be canceled next week and the following week because it's Rosh Hashanah.
That's right. And 7 o'clock. At Karen Yagel's house, and
why next week?
And next week, the church will be closed September 18th because we'll be going on a conference.
Huh?
And on the 25th,
today is only the 4th,
which is
Karen.
The week after that, at the end of the month, we'll be doing our Rosh Hashanah at 6:30. So I just want to encourage you. So amen. And so I'm going to let Joe open this up in prayer, and we will praise the Lord. Amen.
Pastor Marie?
Yes, ma'am.
That's only the 11th next Sunday, right?
That's correct.
So, yeah, our trip's not till the following Sunday.
So we'll be open.
Yeah. Today and next Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the Lord's day.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is a day that the Lord said, I think we generally classify it as, the third commandment, be holy the Sabbath day.
Amen.
And the first two commandments were about the Lord Himself. And then the third is to keep this day holy, however which day you observe, Saturday, Sunday, but you are to keep one day holy for the Lord, and this is our day.
Amen.
And
sometimes it's, we have our individual needs, our individual prayer requests for many things, physical, financial, so forth. But let's put the Lord ahead of all that today.
Amen.
Because He is worthy. He deserves it. Mm-hmm. He deserves it. Our I was reading in a book of God's promises yesterday. And I should have wrote it down. I did not. But it was a scripture, and you stop and think about how the Lord created everything out of nothing.
Yeah.
The universe out of nothing. His thought and speaking it forth. Think about that for a minute. What kind of God we serve. What a powerful God we serve.
Amen.
What a holy God
Amen.
We serve.
Hallelujah.
And when you think of His power and might, and then think of the many words about us being holy and righteous because He is, it kind of just... Oh, Lord, will I ever measure up? Will we ever measure up? And I guess the answer is probably not. We can keep on, but it's because of the righteousness that Jesus brought to us. The righteousness we get because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. And thank God. Thank you, Father God, for that. Because we would never measure up to such a holy God. But we can in Jesus. So let today be a day where we say, we love you, Father. What is on your mind today, Lord God? What is on your heart? Let us put aside our little things here, although the Lord knows they're big things to us, but He's bigger.
Amen.
His agenda, His thoughts, His heart, those things should be our priority. And all the other things will follow.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
And all the other things that we desire and need will come.
Matthew 6:33.
Yeah.
Well, amen. We have a believer in the crowd. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So Heavenly Father, we are so appreciative of you. We are in awe of you. We are so grateful that you're so merciful, that you're so loving, that even when we fail you, you love us.
Amen.
Even when we come up short, you're right there to lift us up, to hold us, to nurture us, to love us, and help us move on. You're always there with us, Lord. You're always got our back. You always have our hand. So I thank you, mighty God. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the righteousness that we have in your Son because of what your Son done for us, Lord God. So today, we worship you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We praise you.
Yes.
We give all honor and glory to you because you deserve it. It is all yours. And Holy Ghost, have your way today. Have your way. May your presence fill this sanctuary. Fill each one of us today. And we thank you, mighty God, in the precious name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen.
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 Well, let's praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Chris is standing right up, ready to go, right? The lyrics of the song is, let the power of God fall on us. Let your power fall down on us right now. Let the power of God fall down on us. Let your power fall down on us right now. Let the Spirit pour on us. Let your glory pour on us. I think it's powerful. God, the Spirit of God, and His glory. Amen. Thank you. song, the more we sing it, the more the anointing comes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Come rest on my love. Awakening. Hard to leave some days.
I'm looking for those days when we can be here morning, noon, and night.
Amen.
It's coming. Well, if you are ready to stand, we will do our decree.
Do we take this out of the way, Karen? Give me a little more.
Sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is the church ready?
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Remember, our decrees are important. God has really been speaking to the church, the remnant, about our decrees.
Amen.
And taking over, like, he'll give us things to decree about. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the Lord has been telling us exactly what to decree. And I think that's powerful.
I do too.
So I don't take our decrees lightly. So I'm excited to see what God's going to do.
Amen.
So we decree here at Hilltop Tabernacle Church.
We decree here at Hilltop Tabernacle Church.
That we are your people.
That we are your people.
And this is your holy house.
This is your holy house.
A home of truth.
A home of truth.
And righteousness.
And righteousness.
And we decree.
And we decree.
That it holds.
That it holds.
Your presence.
Your presence.
Your harvest.
Your harvest.
Your harvest. And your bride.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Take over.
Take over.
Woo! Woo! We decree.
We decree.
Here and right now.
Here and right now.
That the windows of heaven.
That the windows of heaven.
Have opened up.
Have opened up.
To us.
To us.
As you have said.
As you have said.
To us.
To us.
That we have all.
That we have all.
Of the financial blessings.
Of the financial blessings.
And finances.
And finances.
We need to grow.
We need to grow.
To expand.
To expand.
And to build up your house.
And to build up your house.
We prophesy.
We prophesy.
That we shall double.
That we shall double.
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 And again double.
And again double.
In Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.